Hey, this is Mike Evans. Listen to every episode of Schlereth and Evans on demand at 1043thefan.com. Presented by Siltahara Motors, the home of the zero down with Chapter 7 and 13 bankruptcies. Regardless of your financial standing, no one should be without a vehicle. Visit the special financing section at sthmotors.com.
Happy Thanksgiving, Denver. In this morning for Schlereth and Evans, here's Chad Andrus and Matt Smith.
Keep waiting.
Who knew there were so many Thanksgiving songs? I had no idea. Chad Andrus, Matt Smith, in for Mark and Mike.
Enjoy that tofurkey, Denver.
Ty also running the ship here, in for Millennial Ben. We'll talk to Stephen Keel coming up in a few minutes, former Colorado Rapid, as we have a playoff game on Thanksgiving today out at Dick's Sporting Goods Park. A lot of feedback here on the RamosLaw.com text line, 303-713-1043, about my Omaha Audible on Thanksgiving. I had dropped off a smoked turkey at my in-law's house.
This is the Thanksgiving nightmare scenario, right? Like, I mean, for all intents and purposes, luckily you're not hosting a whole bunch of people.
No, not at all. I had dropped off the food where we were supposed to gather today, but due to an illness or just under the weather, that has now been called off. So my turkey is in Fort Collins. So what am I going to eat today?
You're not talking about Steve Adazio, are you?
He's certainly not my turkey. a lot of suggestions coming in. Beef roast would be a good sub. Yeah, I wouldn't mind that. I don't want to have to go to the store and fight everybody to get it. Gentlemen, we're ditching the turkey and replacing it with big bone-in ribeyes, mashed potatoes and stuffing, of course, followed by large glasses of whiskey. I'm all for the mashed potatoes and stuffing. I think I have those at home, and the whiskey, of course. I don't know if I'm going to be able to score the ribeyes, though. Turkey bacon wrap fillets, always a good one. This is a great suggestion. Public service announcement here coming in from the 7795. West Hill Grill Littleton. Everybody free at 4 o'clock, 10 turkeys and Village Inn pies. You can go there 4 o'clock today. It's free.
That's cool,
so,
man.
If you have no plans and don't have a place to go, look it up in Littleton. Thank you for that suggestion, 7795.
Very cool. Well done.
Chinese food, right? Could go the...
That is going to be my Thanksgiving dinner. I am looking forward to some Chinese food tonight.
Like the Christmas Story Christmas dinner after the dog jumped on the table.
Look,
right,
Thanksgiving. Or if you were raised Jewish, you have been to your fair share of Chinese Thanksgiving and Christmas dinners, as I have in my life.
8574 says rib roast only takes 2.5-3 hours. That's a possibility, I suppose, if I get right on it when I leave here.
Let me ask you a question. Are you a mac and cheese guy? That's like a big thing. That's a big topic, right? Are you a mac and cheese guy? See, because I feel like mac and cheese is so delicate. It's so easy to mess up the mac and cheese. It's just cheese and noodles, but there is a fine line between good mac and bad mac.
Yeah, I don't get it, right? I mean, mac and cheese is something my kids love and they have all the time. I don't get the importance. I guess it just wasn't part of my Thanksgiving growing up. And
yeah,
apparently it's like a huge deal. It's apparently like a can't miss thing. So maybe the rest of the country didn't have mac and cheese as much as I've had it or feed it to my kids regularly.
Right.
So it is more of a special deal on the holiday, but it's never been part of a must have on the menu.
Yeah, no. And that I don't like really cheesy mac and cheese, right? I don't want just like a big scoop of just cheese personally. That's not what I'm about, you know? And I feel like when you're dealing with homemade mac and cheese, like 9 out of 10 times, it's more cheese than mac.
Yeah, but that's what they claim, though, right? All the commercials are it's the cheesiest, right? That's what people want.
Is it what people want? I guess so. Text us in on the RamosLaw.com text line. Do you want cheesy mac and cheese, or is like just hold it there with the grater? Where are you coming down on this line?
Yeah, there's a lot of options, too, on mac and cheese on which way it can go. It can be really, really good, right? Like, I've been to places that have, like, a jalapeno mac and cheese.
Okay.
Right? If you do something like that for me, right? I can see it. It's a little bit different. It's a little bit special for the holiday, but just, like, mac and cheese. Man.
But, like, if you're making jalapeno mac and cheese, there needs to be a disclaimer at dinner. Hey, by the way, everybody, don't be expecting to take a bite into that and enjoy it.
I served jalapeno mac and cheese as a side at my wedding.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Oh, well, I hope there was a disclaimer there.
you don't have to eat it.
So what are your staples? What are your staples typically?
It varies, right?
Teach me, someone who was raised with terrible chefs in the family, horrible cooks.
So growing up, it was very Midwest traditional turkey, mashed potatoes, stuffing, green bean casserole, cranberry, right? Like the hardcore Midwest, you know, heart of the country, traditional Thanksgiving stuff. More recently, in Colorado and with in-laws and extended family, it's just been kind of a free-for-all, like potluck, bring what you want, right? Well, you know, somebody will be generous and host, and they might focus on one particular entree, but everybody else can kind of bring whatever they want to bring, and we'll put it all together, eat what you want, and everybody's happy.
You know what's great about holidays like this? Socially acceptable to start drinking at 30 in the morning. Hit us up on the RamosLaw.com text line if you've already cracked the bottle this morning.
Yeah, and also keep the suggestions coming, right? I am turkeyless. I have no main entree after dropping it off early. I thought I was being smart, being proactive to plan for the day, but now we're not going to that location. So I am left without a main entree. So what do you suggest I do today? And then also, as Matt said, what are you drinking?
Yeah, what should I drink today
to get me through Bears and Lions? Thank God I'm not a fan of either one of those teams.
What are you sipping on tonight, Chad?
Probably some form of whiskey. I usually like a little bit of a mixer with it.
Oh yeah, yeah.
You know, sometimes
it's not a high five chaser.
No.
Not that type of guy.
No. I actually have a bacon flavored whiskey on my bar that's pretty good.
That sounds interesting.
Yeah.
That sounds interesting.
It's not overwhelmingly.
Yeah, I was going to say how much does it taste like?
Minimal, but no idea.
Distilled with bacon?
I didn't ask the questions, right? It was gifted to me and I drink it, right? I do have another bottle of bourbon that hasn't been opened yet maybe Thanksgiving be the time to dip into that.
Look, and if you're hitting the red wine at dinner, you know, just understand where you're at in the day with how many liquors. You know what I'm saying? Like, you don't have to keep track, but for your relatives at dinner tonight, maybe do so. Maybe do so. Or maybe don't, because you need it to get through this dinner with your relatives tonight. Let me ask you this. And first of all, the idea of Thanksgiving is amazing, right? Like, being in appreciation, being thankful for what we have in life, on a serious note, and focusing on that stuff, you know, and choosing to spend time with loved ones, if you have loved ones, and watch some football, and just get into a community spirit, really. But, you know, Thanksgiving I like this time of year, man. This time of year juices me up.
Even if you're just the hardcore sports guy, right?
And like, I'm not a holiday guy personally at all, but I like this time of year.
Even if you're just hardcore sports and you're all sports all the time guy, be thankful, because we used to not have this many options on Thanksgiving.
Right.
We used to have the Lions game and the Cowboys game, and that was it.
That was it.
Now we have a night game. Right. And we have the Bills and the Saints. Now we have college basketball. Like, way back you had the Maui Invitational and you had the Great Alaska Shootout.
Maui
would usually end before Thanksgiving, like it did yesterday.
Right.
And you might have a holdover for the Great Alaska Shootout, but nobody ever knew what time it was on, and it was late at night, and you didn't know who was playing. Right. But now you have like 6-8 college basketball games. They moved the Egg Bowl to Thanksgiving night. You got another Mountain West football game today. Right. We've got a soccer game with the Rapids. We're about to talk to Stephen Keel, former Rapids defenseman, on the program about that playoff game. So be thankful. We've got more options. right? You can be distracted. You can pull away from your family. You can place a few bets. You can do a few other things other than just having to rely on the Lions and the Cowboys.
Look, and you know, if drinking isn't your thing and you and a couple of your brothers, a couple of your family members want to take a nice walk, a nice stroll, you know, enjoy some other things recreationally, you know, before Thanksgiving dinner to get yourself ready. Also not a bad call. Also not a bad call.
That store run with your cousins.
That's right. That, you know what I'm talking about. Okay. You know, mom and dad, you know, we're going to go play football real quick, you know, but it's like 4:30. We're about to eat. No, we just toss the ball around a little bit. Toss it around a little bit. You know,
we'll be back.
Yeah. Yeah. And then when you come back and you're all giggly, look, it's everybody just assumes you're ready for Thanksgiving dinner because who isn't giddy to eat a bunch of turkey?
Be thankful.
Be
thankful you live in Colorado and have that option if
yes, sir.
You choose to partake. All right, we got a playoff game today out at Dick's Sporting Goods Park. Let's talk about it with former Rapids defenseman Stephen Keel next on The Fan.
Happy Thanksgiving, Denver. In this morning for Schlereth and Evans, here's Chad Andrus and Matt Smith.
Gobble, one, gobble, gobble, two.
In the AM, you are locked into 104.3 The Fan. I am Matt Smith alongside Chad Andrus, filling in for Schlereth and Evans this morning, who are getting to enjoy their Thanksgiving mornings. And we are enjoying our Thanksgiving morning with you. Right now on the line, we're going to go to Stephen Keel. He is a former member of the Colorado Rapids and Portland Timbers. And really, there isn't anyone better to talk to and break down this playoff game. Stephen, happy Thanksgiving, first of all. How are you doing this morning?
Fellas, I am doing exceptionally well. Happy Thanksgiving to you as well. Listen, I mean, what more do you need? The sun's out. It's a beautiful day here in Colorado. The Rapids are in the Western Conference semifinals hosting the Portland Timbers this afternoon at 2:30. I'm jacked. Hope you guys are jacked. And you couldn't ask for more on this Thanksgiving day.
So, Stephen, we're looking at this team right now, and it's been a pretty impressive turnaround the last few years from the Rapids. For folks who don't know and, you know, aren't really dialed in, kind of give us a brief summary of how we have gotten to this point after a first-round exit last year.
Yeah, well essentially, you know, I think a lot of credit, it starts at the top, right, with Porrick Smith and what he's done in helping assemble this team, and then down to Robin Fraser, who's a candidate for Coach of the Year, and rightfully so. You know, I think they've done a great job of not only creating a team-first culture, but then, you know, just kind of the way they handle their business. They're calm. They breed confidence. And then and it gets down to the X's and O's. They set the team up for success. So it starts with those guys, and then obviously the players are the ones on the field. Then you listen to the players speak, and it's a group, and I think, you know, it's a group that we see championship teams as teams that they really enjoy each other in the locker room, outside the field. They have a fighting belief for each other, and then on top of that, they're all extremely good from all over the field. The bench is deep, so it's a quality team up and down, and a team that Rapids fans should definitely be excited for.
Across the board in every sport, Stephen, teams always want that top seed. They want the easiest path through a playoff bracket. But is 18 days off for the Rapids too much in this case? I mean, how can they be sure that they're ready to roll after such a long break?
And that's the million-dollar question. Is who, you know, kind of you look at this game as Portland just played on Sunday in Portland, a 3-1 victory over Minnesota. They come in here on short day's rest. But to your point, they've had a competitive game within the last 4 or 5 days where the Rapids, their last game was Sunday, November 7th, 18 days. You know, so who has the advantage? It's give it a coin flip. But for me, I think the Rapids, you know, they'll have plenty of time to rest up, make sure everyone is healthy. They'll have plenty of time to kind of implement their game plan and stay sharp. And I have all the confidence in Robin Fraser, his staff, that, you know, they'll keep the players locked in. The players themselves, I think, will be focused. And it's one of those, is you come today, 2:30, kick off at Dick's Sporting Goods Park. That place is going to be rocking. The atmosphere is going to be electric. I fully expect that they will be up for it. I fully expect them to come out with energy from the opening whistle. And I fully expect a good performance from them.
Steven, when you look at this team, they obviously beat Portland here. They took them to a draw in Portland. Do you factor, when you're looking at these playoff matchups, do you factor regular season and results into this?
You know, a little bit just from that, but come playoffs, these are one-off games, and anything can happen. I think you look at the playoffs so far, you just go back to Tuesday's nights, Seattle and Real Salt Lake. Real Salt Lake, for 120 minutes, did not have a single shot on goal, and somehow they advanced. So I think in this game specifically, yes, the Rapids have had a history of success over Portland, but this is the first time they've ever met in the playoffs. And you all know everything is different in the playoffs. So those two, it's obviously you want to win those games in the regular season, but if you don't win the game in the regular season, you probably have another game the next week. Today is it. After the 90 minutes, if you're down goal or you lose, your season's over. So the previous results, although good for the Rapids, I think come today, it's a whole new ball game.
You mentioned the struggles Real Salt Lake had, but still managed to win offensively. This was a Rapids team that has had trouble generating offense, right? A lot of their offense comes on counterattack goals when they don't have the ball. And we're so familiar in other sports with the old defense wins championships cliche. And I think we're pretty confident the Rapids can hold up on the defensive side of the pitch, but do they have enough offense now that they're playing more powerful teams in a playoff matchup?
Right, right. And yeah, like you said, defense wins championships, and Colorado is sure of that. But as far as going forward and attacking, right, they may not have that big name, the Chicharito, the Carlos Vela attacking name, but they got guys, and they're getting contributions, especially going forward, from all sorts of players. There's a handful of players with 4, 5, 6 goals on the season, so they can hurt you from a number of different positions, and they can hurt you from a number of different players. So with that, I think what also, specifically for this game, which will be key, is set pieces, right? Year in and year out, we know the Rapids are always going to be so good on set pieces. This year, is the same. They're tied for first with 14 goals from set pieces. And a lot of that is from the delivery from Captain Jack Price, who leads all of MLS with 8 assists from set pieces. So I think for them, attacking-wise, you know, generating, putting pressure on Portland, making them create fouls in the attacking third, and then letting, you know, the big boys come up from the back and capitalizing on the set pieces.
Steven, tactically, this is an interesting group, right? They're very versatile. They take things in a different direction. In, you know, their last 5 final regular season games, they started with 3 different setups. What do you expect to see from the Rapids today, and what's your game plan heading in against Portland?
Right, and that's one of the credit to Robin Fraser, and one of the things that this group does so well is they're so versatile, right? They can play with a number of formations, and they're almost, you know, a Swiss Army knife where they can mold and switch formations mid-games and tactics mid-games. So they're, you know, they're comfortable sitting back and countering, and they're also comfortable kind of playing on that front foot and applying pressure. So I expect them to come out on the front foot. I expect them to come out, you know, with that energy. It's going to be hard not to want to just go for it from the opening whistle. But I think, you know, you look at Portland and kind of what they do well is they're a very good team of kind of sitting back, kind of absorbing pressure, and then hitting you on the break. Through, you know, they have a host of players. Sebastian Blanco's their main guy, who's an MVP caliber player when he's healthy. So I think for the Rapids, it's going to be wanting to play, you know, kind of controlling the tempo and making sure, you know, they go forward, but also not being exposed on the counterattack, which is what Portland wants to do.
Steven Kuehl is our guest, former Rapids defenseman and in Littleton, Colorado native. So you are rolling with the Rapids today, right, Steven? Make no mistake about it, right?
Listen, I knew you guys were going to put me on pass on that one because, right, I play with the Rapids. I play with Portland, so I got to, you know.
But you're from Colorado, Steven. Come on.
Listen, you know, you're right. I'm from Colorado, and I'll be there at the game today with the Rapids. So, listen, yeah, when it all comes down to it, I'm Colorado teams through and through. So this one, I got to side with them as well.
All right, just before we let you go, and again, thanks for taking the time on a Thanksgiving to join us here this morning. What's the biggest thing we got to worry about with Portland today in this matchup?
Listen, I mentioned him earlier, Sebastian Blanco. He's coming off ACL surgery from last year. He's got 5 goals in his last 3 games. He started 12 games this season, scored 7, assisted on 7. The guy is absolutely lethal. He is looks like he's 100% healthy. He plays at an MVP caliber level. So Sebastian Blanco, number 10 for the Portland Timbers. If the Rapids can, you know, defensively organize, neutralize him in that Portland attack, it should be means good things for the Rapids going forward.
Lastly, Steven, is turkey on the table for dinner tonight?
Yeah, you know it is. There's going to be turkey. My parents got the turkey ready for when we get. That's the nice thing with the 2:30 kickoff. I can be home for turkey and dressing. So I'll be enjoying some delicious turkey when I get home.
Is that the staple of the Keel household? Is the dressing?
Oh yeah, it's got to do the dressing, right?
Right.
That's the best thing, right? That's the best thing about Thanksgiving.
Well, Steven, we really appreciate your time this morning. Thank you for taking the time, as Chad said, to join us on Thanksgiving. We look forward to checking out the game today, and you have a great evening with the family.
I much appreciate it. All right, happy Thanksgiving, and have a good one.
Happy Thanksgiving. That was Steven Keel, former Colorado Rapid and Portland Timber. Really, nobody better. You get both sides of the equation, both sides of the coin there in that matchup. I'm Matt Smith. That is Chad Andrus in for Schlereth and Evans on a Thanksgiving morning.
Hey, it's Mike Evans. Siltahar Motors understands sometimes bad things happen to good people. That includes bankruptcy. If that is you, you can still purchase a car at Siltahar with zero money down in almost all cases. This is a program they've been doing for 25 years. The dealership itself is almost 60. Family-owned business that is proud of their reputation and proud to be a huge part of the Broomfield community. If you file bankruptcy, Siltahar Motors can help. Zero down and no payments for 45 days in almost all cases. Contact Team Zero Down at 720-446-9222 or online at sthmotors.com.